This is Fresh Air. Like most of us, comic Richard Belzer has been following the presidential campaign, so we asked him for his take on the candidates. Belzer has performed at the top clubs around the country and often appears on the David Letterman Show. His tongue-in-cheek self-help book, How to Be a Stand-Up Comic, has just come out in paperback. I wanted to know how campaign season has changed Belzer's life.
Well, at the risk of being gleeful, it's incredibly great. I have all these candidates writing my material for me. it's really fun. I mean, I wish everyone was boring and we had a good government and my job was harder. But the reality is they make my job very easy.
What have some of the high points of the campaign been for you?
Well, Perot is just a godsend. I mean, how many jokes can you do about Dan Quayle? You know, Dan Quayle's getting to be like the fat kid that goes to school that everybody makes fun of. It just gets boring after the first semester. Perot, you know, he said he's going to have his own convention in July. Do you get the feeling that Perot's campaign slogan should be, "It's my party and I'll run if I want to"? We got a plan. Here's what you do. You get a bunch of experts in a room, and you get the problem out on a table, give them a blank piece of paper, and you put it in a computer. Problem solved. Long story short, okay, you got crime. What you do is you lock up all the criminals. Problem solved. Now, you got gay people. You put pink bows on them. Problem solved. Now, you got Jewish people. You put armbands on them. Problem solved. Now, you got bad air. Stop breathing. Problem solved. Real simple. If he grows a little mustache, I'm going to leave the country.
Do you have a lot of Perot supporters in your audience, though?
People like him, but I think, I don't think the American public is, you know, pretty swift, but I think there is some intelligence out there, and I think that they're amused by him, and they like his sound bites, and they're so disgusted with Bush and Clinton and the status quo that I think they're just having fun, and they know that it's worrying Bush, so I'm not sure what's going to happen. It's a fascinating race. Clinton thinks he's Elvis Presley. Yeah, I slept with Ms. Arkansas. Thank you very much. You know.
Did you see him on Arsenio?
Yeah. Did you hear what he said after the show?
No.
You know, Clinton responded to the negative press he received after his saxophone playing by telling voters that if he's elected, there will be no new saxes. So I think that was
it. Is Bush giving you any new material?
Well, he puked in Japan. He cried in Panama. What other orifices does he have left? But he said he's got this morning he said he's got a program he wants the American people to support. Well, we know one thing for sure, it's not Murphy Brown.
Is there anyone who you wish was running for president who is not?
Michael Jordan.
We'd run fast.
Yeah, I think Bill Bradley would be a good president, but he's too smart to run. He's going to give a great speech at the convention, I have a feeling.
Uh-huh. Has this crop of candidates been good for you in terms of working up impressions? Do you need somebody who has a broad enough way of speaking or carrying?
Well, Perot is fun to do, and Bush, of course, you know, he's fun. Took me a while to get him, but Quayle's the only guy I can't do, which I've been trying to do Quayle, but it's very hard when there's so little space between the ears. It's hard to get a lock on the voice. I wear their scorn like a badge of, you know, I mean, it's like he's the Manchurian candidate, this guy.
But you've been trying.
I have been trying and failing, obviously.
You live in Los Angeles, don't you?
Yes. Earthquake City. You know, I used to live in New York, Terry, and all my friends said, hey, you got to get out of New York, man. There's crime there. There's crack. There's gangs. The weather stinks. It's bad air. So I moved to L.A. There was a flood, a riot, an earthquake, an earthquake, an earthquake.
Well, you got away from the trouble now, didn't
France.
You? Yeah, right. Did the Los Angeles riots have any kind of personal effect on you?
Yes, I got 3 televisions. I got a Walkman. And I have a lovely, lovely, lovely... What?
Comic Richard Belzer is my guest. We'll take a short break and then talk some more. This is Fresh Air. If you're just joining us, my guest is Richard Belzer, and his book, How to Be a Stand-Up Comic, has just come out in paperback. You know, each election there seems to be a character issue revolving around what a candidate did to surreptitiously get out of the draft.
Right.
And I'm wondering how you react to that, because I remember you have a great story about how you got out of the Army.
Well, I was in the... I joined the Army. I was thrown out of college, and my parents convinced me to join the Army. Don't ask me why. I guess it's because I'm a tough guy and I have my own vision. They said, join the Army. I said, why? Never mind. I joined. So I put up a big fight. But after I was in, I manufactured all these ways of getting out. I beat myself up, and it's a long story. But Clinton's letter at 22 to the guy who got him out was frightening to me, because here's a 22-year-old guy talking about its political viability in the future. How many people at 22, you know, I was worried about getting, you know, enough gas money to go to the, you know, to the mall or something. I don't know, it's frightening when someone at 22 thinks about their political viability. And Clinton also, you know, after seeing, after the riots, Clinton went to see the movie White Man Can't Jump. And the press asked him about, you know, he's trying to, like, relate and everything. And he said that he could do something black men can't do. That's play golf at his country club. So, so he's got his pulse on the finger of time here.
Have you been, let me just change the subject a little bit. Have you been watching The Tonight Show? The new Tonight Show with Jay Leno?
Yes, and Jay's my friend, so don't get too...
Well, that was going to be my next question. Is Jay your friend?
What is the question?
well, have you been on yet?
No, I haven't done it yet.
So
I
what kind Letterman. Of friend is he then?
No, I do Letterman.
Uh-huh. Well, you got to do one or the other?
No, not necessarily. I mean, I just, I find the Letterman audience is better for me. I mean, eventually I'm sure I'll do The Tonight Show. I'm not saying I won't do it. Not that it's up to me.
Uh-huh.
But Jay and I started together in the early 70s. And I'm very happy for him. He's a good guy.
Must be odd to, like, see an old friend now be the host of The Tonight Show, since you grew up in The Tonight Show days.
It's great when you like the person. I mean, I don't begrudge him his success. A lot of my friends are very successful, and I'm happy for them. And some people make it, and you just can't figure out. There's no logic to it. They're not, you know, they don't deserve it. They're not good, you know. That always happens in the business. But when somebody like Jay or Rich Lewis, good friends of mine, are successful, I celebrate it, and I'm not jealous of it.
Speaking of Richard Lewis, there have been two sitcoms on TV, well, more than two, actually, but, you know, two with like, really good, well-known comics, you know, Seinfeld and Anything But Love with Richard Lewis.
And Roseanne.
Oh, of course, yeah. You know, I'd
and
never...
Bill Cosby.
But anyway, yeah, right. Yeah, we could go on and on and on. Yeah. Well, Larry Charles is one of the people who work with you on your book. Isn't he also one of the writers for Seinfeld?
Yeah, Larry Charles is one of the great writers in America. He worked on my Cinemax shows, and he worked on my book with me, and he helped me with my HBO special. He's a playwright, a novelist, a comedy writer. He's an incredible talent. He's a real sweet guy.
Would you like to have a sitcom built around you someday?
I used to say that I'd never do a sitcom, but that's kind of stupid. I think if, you know, with the writers that are out there, the people that I know, if I could build the character that I felt comfortable doing, I would love to do it. I mean, I wouldn't want to play Dink, the stupid neighbor that has one joke every week, you know, on some show. But
yeah.
If I could play the Bells, you know, that would be cool.
Yeah, that would be. I mean, that would really... What would the show be?
I'd play a guy who's trying to go straight, whose father was in the mob. I don't know. You know, like a lawyer whose father is in the mob or something.
Yeah. What did your father do?
But he's retired, you know.
What did your father do?
My father was in the mob and he's retired. No, he was, my father was a salesman, and then he started his own company. He was in the patent medicine, wholesale candy, and tobacco business.
Wow. That's a strange combination.
We had a lot of candy in the house, right. Let's put it that way.
So do you have any movies coming up?
Yes, in August, there's a movie called Mad Dog and Glory with Robert De Niro and Bill Murray that I have a cameo in.
Oh, is that the one Richard Price wrote?
I'm sorry?
Is that the one Richard Price wrote?
Yes. Oh. Yes, he did. And he wrote a character in there based on me, so Robert De Niro said, why don't we cast Richard in the role?
Oh, that's...
Oh, good idea, Bob.
That's great. That's the old, like, let's get a Richard Belzer type. No, let's get Richard Belzer.
Yeah, that's exactly... Because De Niro asked them... De Niro said to Richard Price, you know, why don't we get Richard Belzer? And Richard Price said, well, that's who I fashioned it after. So thanks to my friend Robert, otherwise they would have gotten Arnold Stang. I don't know who they would have gotten.
I remember him. So, yeah. So what's the role like?
I play a comic. Billy plays a gangster, and De Niro plays a nerdy cop. They kind of like switch characters or something. And it's an interesting movie. It's De Niro has his first real love scene. Which would be interesting to see, with Uma Thurman, or Thurman,
and
Bill plays a gangster, so it'll be really interesting.
And what
you think that Bobby would play the gangster and Billy would play the nerdy cop, but no.
And what kind of routines does the Richard Belzer-type character get to do?
You got to pay $7. I can't do them on the radio.
Right, right, right. Is it your kind of material? Did you write it or did Richard Price write it?
Well, yeah, they asked, there were certain things I had to say for the script, but then they let me, you know, use my own material for some other part. So it was fun. Standing
great.
On a stage trying to make extras laugh.
Right. Yeah. Is that who you pay to play to?
Yeah. But yeah. It worked out real good because I did in fact make them laugh and they were okay in the retakes too.
Well, it's great to talk to you. I look forward to seeing
the movie.
Yeah,
it's always nice to talk to you.
Comic Richard Belzer, his book How to Be a Stand-Up Comic has just come out in paperback.